Welcome to The Decision Environment, a weekly commentary on authority, leadership and systemic governance, available on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I'm Bess Oborotimi. This week's episode, Who Owns AI Decisions? Artificial intelligence is quickly becoming embedded inside operational workflows across modern organizations. Recommendations are now generated faster. Risk assessments are becoming automated. Reporting cycles are accelerating. Predictive systems are influencing hiring, fraud detection, financial monitoring, procurement, customer service, operational prioritization, and strategic planning. Yet, despite the speed of adoption, a fundamental governance question remains dangerously unresolved. Who actually owns decisions made with AI? This is no longer a theoretical concern. It is an operational one. In many organizations, AI decision-making is already influencing outcomes long before governance structures have fully adapted to support it. Under normal conditions, this ambiguity may remain hidden. Teams continue operating, dashboards continue updating, decisions appear to move efficiently through the organization. But under pressure, uncertainty begins to surface. Escalations slow down. Accountability becomes blurred. Confidence weakens. Individuals defer responsibility to systems, to committees, or to one another. Suddenly, an organization that appeared technologically advanced discovers that it no longer has clear decision ownership at the exact moment clarity matters most. This is the emerging accountability challenge within AI decision making, not whether artificial intelligence can generate recommendations, but whether organizations still understand who carries responsibility once those recommendations begin shaping operational outcomes. Many organizations mistakenly believe AI governance is primarily a technical problem. As a result, enormous attention is placed on models, data quality, bias monitoring, cybersecurity, explainability, and regulatory compliance. While all of these areas matter, they do not address the deeper operational issue emerging underneath enterprise AI adoption. The greatest risk is often not the technology itself. It is the organizational confusion created around authority, accountability, and ownership once AI enters the decision-making process. This distinction matters enormously for CROs and COOs operating inside complex environments. Most operational failures do not occur because organizations lack policies. They occur because accountability weakens under pressure. Governance frameworks frequently appear robust on paper, while operational execution tells a very different story. AI decision-making risks accelerating this exact problem because responsibility becomes psychologically and operationally diffused across people, systems, and processes. Once AI recommendations become embedded into operational workflows, organizations begin entering a dangerous gray zone where nobody feels entirely responsible for the final outcome. A manager may rely heavily on AI-generated recommendation while believing the data science team validated the system. The data science team may believe operational leadership owned the business decision. Senior executives may assume governance committees have sufficiently reviewed the risks. Meanwhile, frontline teams continue acting on output because the system itself appears credible, sophisticated, and institutionally approved. The result is not necessarily reckless behavior. In many cases, it is something much more subtle and therefore much more dangerous. Hesitation without ownership. teams continue moving, but nobody fully owns the consequences. This is where AI decision-making becomes a governance execution problem rather than simply a technology initiative. Historically, organizations have always relied on systems to support decision-making, dashboards, analytical tools, financial models, and operational reporting have influenced executive judgment for decades. However, AI decision-making changes the psychological relationship between humans and operational recommendations. Traditional reporting tools generally support human interpretation. AI systems increasingly shape interpretation itself. Recommendations arrive pre-processed, ranked, prioritized, and increasingly trusted. Over time, individuals begin psychologically outsourcing parts of their judgment to systems they may not fully understand. This creates a subtle but significant shift in organizational behavior. The more sophisticated the system appears, the more difficult it becomes for individuals to confidently challenge its outputs. Employees may hesitate to override recommendations because they fear appearing irrational, resistant, or insufficiently data-driven. Executives may feel pressure to align with AI-generated insights because disagreement becomes harder to justify politically and operationally. In these environments, AI decision-making begins influencing not only outcomes, but the confidence structures surrounding authority itself. This is precisely why organizations must stop treating AI governance as a narrow compliance exercise. Governance is not merely about whether systems technically function as intended. It is about whether accountability remains operationally clear once those systems begin influencing high-pressure decisions. Many organizations currently have governance frameworks designed for stable environments, but not for AI-influenced operational complexity. Under pressure, decision ownership already weakens inside many large organizations. Escalations move slowly, responsibility becomes shared across multiple functions, risk committees increase, approval structures expand, more stakeholders become involved while fewer individuals feel personally accountable for the outcome. AI decision-making risks intensifying this dynamic because it introduces another level of perceived authority into already complex operational systems. The danger becomes especially visible during moments of failure. When AI-assisted decisions produce negative outcomes, organizations often struggle to identify who truly owned the judgment. Was it the executive who approved the operational strategy, the operational team who implemented the recommendation, the vendor who developed the model, the governance committee overseeing deployment, the risk team responsible for monitoring, or the AI system itself, which increasingly shaped the direction of human judgment? This ambiguity creates enormous operational vulnerability, not simply because accountability becomes harder to assign after failure, but because unclear accountability weakens decision quality before failure occurs. When individuals are uncertain about ownership, behavior changes, people escalate more cautiously, teams defer responsibility more frequently, decision-making slows under pressure, operational confidence weakens. AI decision-making therefore risks creating environments where accountability becomes progressively diluted across the organization. This issue becomes even more serious when organizations attempt to solve it through collective responsibility. Shared accountability sounds collaborative in theory, but operationally, it often creates diffusion of ownership. When everybody participates in the decision, nobody fully owns the AI governance structures sometimes, and intentionally reinforce this problem by surrounding implementation with committees, reviews, and oversight layers without establishing clear operational authority. CROs and COOs should pay particular attention to this emerging risk because the consequences extend far beyond technology functions. AI decision-making is rapidly becoming embedded into enterprise operations themselves. It influences risk prioritization, resource allocation, forecasting, customer engagement, fraud detection, and strategic execution. Once AI becomes operationally embedded, ambiguity surrounding accountability can no longer remain isolated within technical departments. It becomes an enterprise governance issue. Importantly, the challenge is not that AI systems remove human accountability entirely. The challenge is that they create enough psychological and operational distance between action and ownership that accountability begins weakening gradually over time. Most organizations will not experience this as a dramatic governance collapse. Instead, they will experience it through slower escalations, greater hesitation, operational inconsistency, and increasing uncertainty around who ultimately holds authority when difficult decisions must be made quickly. This is why many existing discussions surrounding responsible AI remain incomplete. Ethical principles alone do not resolve operational ambiguity. Organizations can publish AI governance policies, establish oversight committees, and implement compliance frameworks while still failing to create genuine clarity around decision ownership. Governance structures may appear sophisticated externally, while internally, individuals remain uncertain about authority boundaries once AI recommendations become operationally influential. The organizations that navigate AI decision-making successfully will therefore not necessarily be those with the most advanced technology. They will be those capable of preserving clear operational accountability inside increasingly complex decision environments. This requires moving beyond symbolic governance toward governance execution in practice. That means organizations must begin explicitly defining where human authority begins and ends within AI-assisted workflows. Not vaguely, not politically, operationally. Who has final authority to override recommendations? Who owns escalation during uncertainty? Who carries accountability when AI recommendations conflict with operational judgment? Who is responsible for validating whether AI outputs remain aligned with organizational objectives under changing conditions? These questions become critically important because AI decision-making is unlikely to remain confined to low-risk operational areas. As systems become more sophisticated, organizations will inevitably expand AI influence into increasingly strategic environments. This will intensify pressure on governance structures that were never originally designed to manage AI influence authority dynamics. There is also a broader leadership issue emerging underneath this conversation. Many organizations currently view AI adoption as a productivity race. Competitive pressure encourages rapid implementation, operational acceleration, and visible transformation. Yet, organizations that pursue AI decision-making without strengthening accountability structures may unintentionally increase operational fragility rather than resilience. Efficiency without accountability is not maturity. Speed without ownership is not transformation. In many cases, AI simply exposes governance weaknesses that already existed beneath the surface. Organizations with weak operational clarity before AI adoption rarely become more accountable after implementation. Instead, AI often magnifies existing organizational ambiguity by increasing the speed, scale, and complexity of decision flows. This is why the future of AI governance will ultimately depend less on technical sophistication and more on institutional clarity. Organizations must resist the temptation to assume that better systems automatically produce better decisions. AI decision-making still operates inside human environments, shaped by politics, incentives, hierarchy, fear, pressure, and organizational behavior. Technology may influence decisions, but organizations remain responsible for the authority structures surrounding those decisions. The most resilient organizations will therefore be those willing to confront uncomfortable operational realities early. They will recognize that accountability cannot remain abstract once AI becomes operationally embedded. They will understand that governance frameworks alone do not guarantee responsibility in practice. Most importantly, they will accept that clear ownership becomes more important, not less, as AI decision making becomes more advanced. The real question facing executive leadership is therefore not whether AI should influence decisions. In many organizations, it already does. The real question is whether operational accountability is evolving fast enough to keep pace with that influence. Because eventually, every organization will encounter a moment where an AI-influenced decision produces operational consequences under pressure. A risk is missed, a recommendation fails, a customer outcome escalates, a strategic judgment proves flawed. When that moment arrives, the organizations that respond effectively will not necessarily be those with the most sophisticated systems. They will be the ones that still know with absolute clarity who owned the decision. And increasingly, that clarity may become one of the most important governance advantages an organization can possess.